Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, yeah. Mama said we in the church, you better leave this ain't no hotel. Rocking your halo like a snapback as you hang with ghetto angels. She told me they won't catch you when you fall, you know this thing won't end well. Tell somebody shot the shirt, if it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake.
Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
Found the right word, you lifted up my burden.
I belong with you. lucky we survived it all. Searching for self in separate rivers, ending up in the same waterfall. And when we're gray and wiser, story I will tell is that I belong with you, and no one else. I belong with you, and
unmuted.
Just me and you alone, never lonely in the room. Breathing slowly, oh, you know me, yeah. Meditate, you can take me to a place where we can't be all alone. I let you hold me, cause you know me, me, yeah. Lay your head on my pillow, say, ooh, ooh. Touch is making me feel way, ooh, ooh. When I get around you, I lose it, lose it. Cause I feel so comfortable with you.
unmuted.
Hey, Van. I can't hear you at all. So I don't know what's going on. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hang up and call back. It did it again. Did you hear that? It keeps saying unmuted. Let me help and call back in again.
We're supposed to be just get high.
we make each other happy, then we just can't lose. If we make each other happy, then we just can't lose.
She looked at me with a soulful glance that had my mind out of balance, because her vibe and my energy was like cocoa and shea butter synergy. Her revolution was being televised within the magnitude of the addition of the revised. See, I was a manifestation of a curse that spanned generations. It was the curse of success, not the kind you'd imagine unless you were from my hood, always up to no good. Mama worked hard while daddy was not there to play with me. Yet I would grow up to become a soul poet. But where I'm from, you see, the streets was always waiting to hold me, as I kept on stating. I'm not from here. I'm still trapped in the safest place I could be. Where? My mother's womb. See, it was a tomb. Not of death, but life, and I would be born into chaos. So I put on my headphones and listened to Kanye Doss, maybe a little Diana Ross, because that Motown sound produced a soundtrack that would unleash the bound to push farther than before and take control, while my Parliament funk gave me soul. No rhythm, no doubt. Marching in the streets of Selma, not for clout, but for my brothers and sisters, while even today we fight the powers, the very ones that tried to break our soul, down to the very last molecule, our soul. It's priceless, it's precious, and don't you dare look down on me to tell me I'm useless. I'm here fighting for my rights. Hold on to your love at night, because the love ballads need more soul, and me, I finally taken control. Nappy-headed, weeded and dreaded, bald and bearded, locked and kneaded, this is what soul looks like. This is what soul looks like. See my soul from the mind of poetic. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Apologize for technical difficulties we were having. I believe there was maybe 5 minutes of pure silence. But welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to talk about it. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? Let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, For Real the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, this platform where we can do life, poetry, and these shows to have a good time. So, now, tonight's topic. How is your relationship with yourself? My relationship with myself is wonderful because I have people that depend on me. You know, I am I'm a dad, I'm a father, I'm a man. But more importantly, I love myself, and I love waking up every day. I love looking in the mirror every day. I love being reminded of who I am. I love being that positivity for me, even if no one else is positive enough for me. I am positive enough for me, because I have to be. My kids need to see strength. So, let me give my disclaimer. I'm by no means a relationship expert, but I've been in enough relationships to have an input, to have some kind of idea of what we all go through. And this relationship that you have with yourself, outside of the relationship you have with God, it should be your most important relationship, because you're no good to no one else if your relationship with yourself is not wonderful, is not good. So I'm excited to get started tonight. I thought I was started moments ago. But we're going to bring in one half host of the Love Zone. She is also one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, she is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. About time, man.
I know, man.
I've been going through changes. I was like, see, this sucks.
It definitely was not y'all. It was on my end. So, but we got it cleared up. I appreciate y'all's patience.
Okay. Yeah, I'm patient, man. I was rushing to write my piece. I was like, somebody gonna hear my piece tonight.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. And I want to hear.
I'm glad you got it together, though.
Me too. But before I hear your piece, I gotta know. I got to know, Miss Breathe Easy, Miss Love and Light, Miss I'm open, Miss I'm open. Listen. And I caught that little video where you was like, only thing you was missing was the walk. Let me see you walk.
I could.
I was so tired
when I got back. I was tired in that joint. Oh man. Everybody mentioned to me about it.
Right.
I posted that joint on what? Instagram? Yeah. Everybody was like, I saw you.
Yeah, you did. I saw it. You couldn't hide from me. But.
Oh, man.
La Perla Negra, how is your relationship with yourself? How is it?
Oh man, well you already know, but I'm gonna tell y'all my relationship with myself. First and foremost, I put spirit first, so I love me because I know who I am, man. It's just it's in my peace. I don't wanna repeat it, but I have an awesome relationship with myself because I've grown, I've matured, and I have learned, and I've taken heed to the lessons that I've learned, and it's brought me peace. See, when you don't take heed to the lessons that you learned, you can't because you haven't made peace with what you went through. Once you bring it to the surface and you make peace with it, you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and then you give it away. You give it to him. Once you give it to him, after all that, something new comes in. What you're doing is making room in your system and in your frequency. You're making room for something new to come in. But as long as you hold on to, certain aspects of your life in the past that have traumatized you or bothered you, you're going to stay traumatized by it until you let it go. You have to release it. And that's just the way it is.
Okay.
You gotta let it
okay. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
I said to everybody.
I'm gonna tell y'all. If y'all have seen her Instagram video, right? You can see why that this relationship that she has with herself is so good. It's so awesome, and I can't wait to hear the piece. Because I tell you. She had on that sundress, and it was like, walk, let me see you, walk. Man, listen. And I dug that. So let you go ahead and get into your, because I'm dying to hear what you got.
Okay, all right. All right, this is untitled. Y'all know how I am. See, I believe in the fact that if it, Lord, let me start back over. I believe if you want something you've never had, go try something you've never done. Now, I don't know who said it, but I quoted it. I put no one above spirit because I know that I'm loved, so I know who I am. I believe in myself so much so that there is nothing or nobody that can deter me from my goals. I love myself. I literally embody the meaning of love, and I am aware of how truly blessed I am to experience this life. I'm a warrior, a champion of my deepest desires. And I have so much compassion for others' needs. I am strong, grounded, and wise beyond my years. I am limitless. and I do not believe I'm just here to feel pain and suffering, because I have risen above the illusion of guilt and shame. I am naturally nurturing to a fault. And attentiveness is second nature to me. My energy is addictive because I live in my purpose and I wear my truth well. I'm here to change the world. And I said to
you. Oh, wow. Wow. Do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this transparent poetry from La Perla Negra?
Oh.
Can you give me those first few lines again, please?
First few lines. I put no one above spirit, because I know that I am love. So I know who I am. And I believe in myself so much so that there is nothing or nobody that can deter me from my goal.
That's why she has a good relationship with herself, y'all. That's why.
Yeah.
Her spirit. But I got somebody that want to say something to you, because he just feel that way.
Okay.
My sexy mouth.
Someone honor them and respect them. And Neo said best, sexy love. Give me what you do. Hey, who am I to argue? Who am I to argue?
After all,
talk about it, Joe. We do date night differently. I mean, I did say in the video, come on and date me tonight, right?
And, yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
This is what we got going on tonight. So, a pearl of
told you I took a shower.
You did. Before we send you over to the VIP lounge, I'm getting dirty looks because I'm holding you too long. I'm just starting to get back in their good graces, and I want to kind of keep it that way because I don't like being roughed up by somebody I employ. You know what I'm saying? So the security team, they're anxiously awaiting your arrival. So can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, next Saturday I will be in the studio with my
esteemed co-host, Sam the Man Phillips, for Poetic Therapy. Y'all come on by and relieve some mental stress. That is Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of Neo Soul Cafe with the CEO of Epiphany, Arthur Larry Maddox, essentially Jeanne. Oh,
did I say Jeanne? Lord.
You said Jeanne. I like it, though. Wait a minute. Hold on. I like it. I like it. Ooh, I like it. I'm a, let me write that down. Let me write that down. Let me write that down.
Ooh. He knows I didn't mean that.
Nah, that's going to be the title of my piece.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now. Essentially, Jeanne. Oof.
Oh, wow.
You gonna have them sisters coming looking for me. I'm letting you know right now.
They already looking for you, trust me. They believe me. All right, let me finish. I'm also going to be in there with Poetic. And y'all come through Monday night. We have a great second half of the show on Monday night called Pick Up Your Pen. And that pushes your pen. It helps you tap into your creative side in a limited amount of time. And you're going to come up with some fantastic pieces. You never know. So y'all come on through. That's Monday night at 9. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Yes. Now, there's no topic yet. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, no, VIP's not going to be there with me. I think the station manager is supposed to be in there. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him about it yet.
Hello. I will be joining you. I will be joining you on Wednesday in the love zone. She reached out to me. I will be joining you in the love zone. And if you want me to pick the topic, let me just put my thinking cap on, because you know I love picking topics for the love zone. It is a fun task.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk about it.
All right.
Y'all come on over to the love zone. Come get caught up in the love zone Wednesday night at 9, and I will be in there, my co-host, Mr. Poets Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Y'all come on by.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait. On Monday night, though, I'm going to be a little late to that show because we have like a 5-part collab about Juneteenth.
Wow.
Yeah, that we have to perform on Uprising Radio. So I'm going to be a little late. I'll come right after I do the piece.
Did you post that?
Say that again.
Did you post that?
Yes, that has been posted. I have shared it. The link has been shared. Everyone has been tagged and invited.
All right.
So,
y'all, stop through.
All right. So now, so I can please, so I can stop getting these dirty looks. They already upset because I done serenaded you. They're already upset. You know, I believe if they could have handed me a pink slip, they would hand me a pink slip because, you know, there are no white flags being waved. I see them putting some silencers on some pistols.
They're not. It's just a threatening posture, that's all, to tell you, come on, man, stop playing.
Listen, it's very threatening. Let me say, it's very threatening. All right. On her way to the VIP lounge to crack open. You know, we got this thing straight from the West Coast this time, straight out of Cali. So make sure you enjoy yourself and stick around. And
I might take a sip. Yeah.
Because there are no curtains in the VIP lounge because security said we heard that there'd be voyeurs in the house. So they really don't care. I said, okay.
No, you know, I don't care.
All right, darling.
All right, one love, one mic.
One mic, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Perla Negra. Check her out. this coming Monday, Wednesday, and it'll be next Saturday. All right, we're going to keep this party going. We're going to move to the other half host of the Love Zone. And if you missed her show last night, Express Your Vibe, oh, man, you missed a treat. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ms. VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hello, Poetic. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing, baby love. I'm doing.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear that you're doing. I know you got a few changes. I mean, some major changes that's happening in your life.
Yeah.
I think this kind of topic is perfect for you in this stage of your life. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
All right.
VIP, how is your relationship with yourself?
You know what? It's better now than it has been, and that's a good thing. So my relationship with myself took time, and now it's here, and it's pretty darn good.
I love that. I am so glad to hear that because, you know, with the kind of changes that you got going on, many people would be frazzled. And I know you had some moments where you felt overwhelmed. And but as you can see, things just kind of seem to just work in your favor anyway. So no need to be overwhelmed. Just allow God's graces to just move you right on through and enjoy this season of your life, you know?
Yeah, and that's you're exactly right. I had a couple of hiccups, and I'm still going through a hiccup, but I said I'm no longer going to panic. It's okay.
That's right.
It's all right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to, man. You know, it's you know, I'm envious because I still got to wake up every day and go to a daggone job. Thanks, Ms. VIP. Thank you. you know, but I am interviewing this week for a new position. So,
okay, that's what's up.
You know, so I too am looking to enhance the quality of life, and as we all should. You know, I have a thing that I tell people is that when you meet someone new, no matter how long they're in your life, their life should be better. Their life should be better because you've entered it when you leave it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You know, so.
Sounds good.
But you can't do that if your relationship with yourself is not good, because you should be,
that's,
you know, what La Pearl and Negra say, love and light. You know, I love that. I love that. Love and light. I mean, what better way to be than to be love and light at the same time, which is what we're actually called to be. So I love that. I love that.
Yes, you're right.
So
yes.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, whew. Did you bring a piece for tonight?
I did. I brought a little something short, but nevertheless, it's a little piece.
All right. Well, I'm dying to hear it. Well, go ahead, and the mic is yours.
All right. This, too, is untitled. The relationship with me is something I had to cultivate for years. It took much prayer and tears. I'm sure you can relate. I've endured hurtful sayings, which those said in fun. I never clapped back, but inwardly I was done. I had to search deep within to learn I had a sweet spirit, that my body was all I had, and my mind I had to nurture. Now I've learned to say I love you to myself every day, taking baths by music and candlelight, and I am still nurturing myself. Learning how not to punish my body, and someday I'll overcome. But until then, I'm going to have fun. And yes, I like my relationship with me, and I'm turning into my own Black Girl Magic, and that's that piece.
I love that. Oh, that piece. That piece screams. That piece screams. Watch me show you how to do self-care. Oh, man. I love that.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful piece. I love it, love it, love it. And look, I'm not the only one love it. I'm not the only one that loves it. There's a gentleman who he's actually said that I need to allow him to say a few things to you. So I hope you don't mind. I brought someone along to go along with this date. So give me 1 second. Let me bring him on in.
All right.
Oh, give me, leave my
decided to just, you know, be a background singer for him. So, you know, it's
background.
All
good. Oh, okay. I got
I didn't want to take over the. I didn't want to be like David Ruffin, you know, and take over the full lead. You know, I ain't want to do all that.
Uh huh.
Nah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got you.
but thank you for dating me this evening. But can you let everybody know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Absolutely. Wednesday evening, as you said, my life is about to change. I'll be hitting the road. But do come into the love zone with La Perla Negra and Poetic. It's going to be lit. I just know it. And then next Friday will be Express Your Vibe with myself, Ms. VIP, and Poetic, and that's going to be lit, too. It's going to be fun.
Definitely make sure y'all do that. Make sure y'all do that. Now, Ms. VIP, I'm going to send you on over to the VIP lounge. The champagne is waiting for you. La Perla Negra.
I'm going to be peeking at that security team.
hey, you had better, cause she just don't be sharing, you know. So, yeah. But please stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and sip on your bubbly.
Absolutely.
and peek away.
I know, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP on her way to the VIP lounge. One love, one mic, and take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love.
Man, I'm loving this. I am loving this self-care, that piece that she did. It just tells you, you know, she said that piece that she takes her bubble baths by candlelight. Oh, man, it's such a beautiful piece. Next artist on the mic, y'all, we have Rain. Hey, Rain. Welcome to Let's
Hey,
Talk
Poetic.
About it. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing well. Very busy, but very well.
Hey,
how's
that's all right.
Going?
Busy is a good thing. My day is going great. I didn't have to cook tonight. Y'all saw my video. My boys was in the kitchen cooking shrimp fettuccine Alfredo. They's just like, they was very, teachable. You know, all right, Dad, what we do next? What we do next? What we do? Hey, listen, I just gave instructions and the meal came out great. So listen, I am feeling great.
I love it. I know you love cooking, but nothing like having someone cook for you.
Man, listen, you know how hard it was for me not to take over? Oh, my God.
That's right. I was a cook. I was a cook in the Army.
Really?
Yeah.
It is so hard not to just take over. Them boys, they was
like, it's hard.
And they was on it. They was on it. Now, my one son, my oldest son, he made some sweet tea. And I did have to tell him, son, listen, I'm going to need you to put a little bit more water in there.
So he made some sugar water.
He definitely made some sugar water.
Some brown sugar water.
Yes. Oh,
that's
man.
Funny.
But, yeah, but how's your day?
Yeah,
your day's
selfish.
All right,
I'm selfish in my kitchen. Yes, it's good. It's good. Just, came from a little pampering, getting ready for my trip. You know, mani-pedi.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Self-care is good. It's important.
I'm glad you led that in. That was a nice lead in. So, because that's what we're talking about tonight. How is your relationship with yourself? So, how is the relationship with Rain? How is it?
So, it's forever evolving.
Okay.
The piece I'm going to spit tonight, I went into my archives back 2012. And this was when I was having a conversation with myself about seeing the beauty in myself, because I was in a very, very, very dark place then. Didn't have any, my self-esteem was probably non-existent. So I'm in a very different place now. So I know that life delivers different things to us, so we have to forever be evolving. You know, I love myself as I am, but there's always room for improvement. And I'm always striving to be better than what I am. So I can sometimes be a little harder on myself than I should be because of where I've come from, but I'm in a good place.
I love that.
I give myself grace.
You have to. It's important that you do that. And I love the way you say that it's ever evolving, meaning that your relationship with yourself should never just stop. It should always evolve because there are teachable moments. There are things that you have to learn about yourself. There are things that sometimes you still don't even know about yourself until it actually happens. And then you're like, I didn't know that I liked this. I didn't know I wanted to do this. I didn't know that I would feel this way about this. You know, so that's a beautiful thing. And that's good that you're in tune with yourself to be aware of those things. So that's awesome. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now this piece, I'm dying to hear it, but you hear what's been happening, right? So
yes,
depending
I have.
On your, depending
and
on your
both
piece,
of those songs were my jams. So I was over here. Yes,
you was
grooving. Excited.
Okay.
Yes. I love
about.
Me some Neo and Tyrese.
I know that's right. Well, listen, we're gonna go ahead and let you express yourself, do your piece, and then, I got a whole crew of guys so depending on how your piece hits them will be, who's ever going to decide that they want to step in and serenade you. Is that all right tonight?
That works for me.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is titled, You Are Beautiful Enough. Beauty, Part 2. This is from 2012. I wish you could see it. The beauty I see in you. I wish you could look into your eyes and see the uniqueness that webs through the various shades of gray, sometimes blue, and the long lashes that surround them. Can't you see the beauty in them? Not the pain that lies in your sight, overflowing wishing wells, spilling unfulfilled wishes upon your cheeks as they become the canvas for agony, capturing hues of blood rush silence where once they were found colored and vibrant, with high-toned rosed blushing when your eyes smiled, look deep and you'll see the beauty I see. The dark circles under your eyes where stress and depression rest, sleepless nights find refuge there, while you carry the burden of every problem, every unpacked bag you can find to toss and turn at night. Self-inflicted puffiness that will dissipate the day you decide to focus on the beauty collected in the corners when you smile. I wish you could appreciate your battle wounds. Look and see that they are not flaws, just signs of your ability to survive life's many trials. The scars and stretch marks that remain for carrying life into this world, the stretch marks from the weight loss, from the weight gain, from the depression you face, from your press and the reason you're here to wear them today. Those swollen feet and hands that pain you and hinder you at times because you choose to sacrifice by cooking and cleaning and playing with kids all day. Yet this resulted from your ultimate sacrifice, 7 years of serving your country. Give yourself a break. You're even willing to slide in those 3 to 6 inch heels, no matter the pain, just to get your sexy on for one you find deserving. Appreciate your imperfections as they came with the price that you paid in full. Now find a way to see the beauty past the pain. Oh, and of course, blah, 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 the extra weight. But this has always been your claim. Yet now look back and wish that you were... Yet now you look back and wish that you were back there now, just like you were then. But then you weren't happy either. Yet you were beautiful. It took for you to be here to see it. Do you get it? And if you'll think back to just a few months ago, maybe a few years, yeah, remember all that? Okay, so celebrate here. Your curves are beautiful, can't you see? You were beautiful. Built uniquely, your hips and behind, thick and wide to keep the balance of life, thighs too big. Oh, what about the pouch? Too short? Okay, so you say. Do me a favor. Look again. Tell me what you see. Because what I see is a survivor drawn with wisdom lines, a fighter with determination for victory, a dreamer with vision beyond dreams, a lover with a heart bigger than life, a woman with a story to tell, a passionate well, yet to be tapped to your full potential. If you look, you will see you are just where you're supposed to be. Enjoy this journey, beautiful queen. Keep your press. You're almost there. On the way, look again. You are beautiful enough. That's at home.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Rain, this was another transparent piece. So beautiful. And I love the ups, the downs, the positive affirmations throughout the piece that lets you know that, one, it doesn't matter because I'm this. It doesn't matter. I'm definitely this. That was just an amazing, amazing piece of poetry and so transparent. I dug that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I wasn't the only one that dug that. The guy that pushed everyone out of the way and said, listen, I know I'm a little edgy, but I need to get in here. So I said, okay. So here he is, ready to serenade you.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Take off those heels, lay on my bed. Whisper dirty secrets while I'm pulling on your hair. Poison in our veins, but we don't even care. Candles dripping on your body, baby. This is truth or death. Everybody wonders where we run up to. My body on your body, baby, sticking like some glue. Naughty lasky, naughty girl, it's only one or two. Fever's fucking running, feel the heat between us two. I'm no ride, I'm no ride, I'm no ride, I'm no ride on you.
I mean, he was dying. He was dying to break out and just, you know, who am I to hold back a beat? You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Who am I?
You know, Poetic, we've been on about 4 dates now. So, yeah we have, it's like 4 or 5 dates I've been on now.
Absolutely.
So when I meet somebody, I'll be like, well, you know, I've been dating.
Right. That's what
right.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
what I'm talking about.
I got a standing date, so you're just going to have
that's
to make
right.
room. Because I got a
Absolutely.
Date every other Saturday. Every other Saturday,
I'm here. Standing date, I'm here. I promise. Guaranteed. So, thank you so
Always
much,
appreciate
darling.
You, love.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. So now, again, the VIP area is like lit tonight. VIPs over there. You know, I've been peeking. Like, I'm trying to host this show, but I'm peeking. And, you know, I like a little bit of voyeurism myself. I mean, I love to watch, too. Mm. I mean, so.
I bet you,
know. You
do.
Absolutely. So, you know, just so if you go on over there and you see what's going on and, you know, you into that kind of thing, it's all right. I got champagne all around because VIP already said that she's looking. She says she's looking. So, hey.
My divas are over there, so listen. How's
now.
The song go? It ain't no fun if the homies can't get some.
If the homies can't get none.
No,
I know that's right.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know that's right. Absolutely.
I always appreciate you,
All right. I appreciate you, too. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. On her way to the mm-hmm. VIP lounge, y'all, it is Rain. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One
baby.
Love, one mic.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, y'all, is let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to talk about it. Tonight, we're discussing how is your relationship with yourself. I mean, how is it? Is it good, bad, indifferent, positive, negative? I mean, I would hope that it's great, but I would be a fool to think that everyone is okay, as everyone is not okay. There are extenuating circumstances that goes on in people's lives that shatters them, and they may not be okay. But you never know unless you ask them, and you're genuinely there for them. You're not there to ridicule them. You're not there to turn a deaf ear, but you are there for them. Because people need that. So, we'll have a music break. wanted to film her, create this vivid picture that would illuminate the mind, paint her portrait through the lens of my words, only to find that she had some blemishes, that makeup just couldn't hide, and her fetishes were so unique that sexual desire would take a back seat. In fact, her fetish was that of how delicious his mind tasted. She wanted to bite the nectar of his intellect. Remember, I wanted a motion picture that I couldn't wait to select. A time and place of showing. The mood was set to romance, knowing that her role is beyond just being the star. She is the lead. She is the protagonist, and her scar, the one created by the simplest scripts, love. While I've tried to erase the unlove, she wanted an Emmy, Golden Globe, and an Academy Award. Me? Well, I was just happy with my reward, a ticket stub to her heart. While she was the finest of women, my flash drive contained visual images of her that made me say amen. My digital reflection of her beauty encouraged me to take acting classes, and truly, I was in denial. Because she was so gorgeous, my first graphic image made me nervous because I wanted to capture the essence of the moonlight. As it danced off her skin just so right, she embodies the role of my portrait. Free-flowing through my meadows, kismet with fate, agreeing with the vintage of black and white, while the influx of color skews our vision but the height. The birth of she that made motion picture breathtakingly stunning. And she was picturing feasting on my syllables. Her nutritional values were re-photographing the next level of filmmaking. It was she would be the cinema star. Her leading role is exquisite by far. And I am the one who gets the honor of recording her elements from start to finish in my viewpoint, and I'm ignoring the past box office failures with other leading role players, just for this opportunity to be the producers and directors of her picture story. That is in my favorite category.
I know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up, baby. Ooh, when I saw you walking out the door, ooh, I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib, gonna give you something that you won't forget, no. Baby. Ooh, I just wanna get you out the door. I just wanna get you out them clothes. Oh,
Define you by you, because you do not need the opinions of them to validate you. So be good to you. I am to me, because the level of my energy you want is exclusive to special. You have to go through love to meet me there. You can't just walk right into claiming being a light worker. You have to have gone through some things in this life. And clear skin tells no tales. See, I may not have completely ascended, but I have reached spiritual enlightenment. Because I've learned patience, which allowed me to completely relinquish the desire to control everything. The other is humility, which allows me to recognize that I am no greater or less than, but to appreciate and be grateful for all that I have and am. Now, just because I'm awakened spiritually doesn't mean that I can't continue to enjoy life or still love the things that I love in this realm, because I still love Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Manny Petties at the nail salon. Keeping your heart going and truth flowing. Third eye beaming and your crown chakra protected. Understanding is the satisfying part of it. Always staying in the curious place of wanting to know and grow more. You don't have to separate yourself from everything. Just the things that don't serve your highest good. So be good to yourself. Accept peace.
What love will say about me is I'm so sweet that it would have to have me. It couldn't live without me. I'm its heartbeat. How it flourishes when I'm in it. How I take care of it when it's mine. How happy it is when I share it with that special someone. What love would say about me is how happy I am when I glow. How the world is a better place when everyone has it. What love would say about me is I'm ever so careful with it that I would never take a vow without it. And if it would come my way again, I would do anything and everything to keep it. What love would say to me is that it would forgive me for the mistakes I've made, to return to it when I healed, to ignore those who threw shade, telling me they told me so. Most things you must learn on your own. What love would say to me is always keep your heart open for it, to be more discerning, no time to play games, to stay sweet and caring until the right one comes, not to be afraid to accept it when it finds me, because it'll be the best ever and mine wholeheartedly. Last, what love would say about me is how beautiful and deserving I am to have it. In peace.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. Times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Have you ever tried to articulate the color of chemistry? See, at its height, the intensity of it feels a lot like bright pastels, subtly arousing, and at its core, it dances across your skin, wraps itself around you with the warmth of rich earth tone. It soothes you and ignites you all at the same time. And when it's unexpected, it courses through you in hues of crimson, unapologetic on a rampage to solidify that its presence is explicitly felt. Some say it can be serendipitous. It is. Well, this is. And honestly, I never quite knew how to define alchemy until now. This exchange of mental stimulation, penetration, a human vortex vibrating high, becoming the construct of a connection between two unexpecting souls, erecting questions of how and why now, where time, distance, and circumstance are all variables playing their part in a complex equation where we are forced to calculate what the square root of me plus him to the third power divided by the miles, multiplied by our will to find a solution. Like, if he and I left our respective locations, traveled at the same speed, would we arrive on time, in time, to find the perfect exponential growth formula to exist as we were intended to? They say where there's a will, there's a way. But for now, I'll simply enjoy the image that these exquisitely elegant hues of our connection is creating. We are becoming a beautiful work of art, visual poetry, in motion. Right.
Poetic, this is Edwina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Glad to have you. Glad to hear you. How's your day so far?
So far, so good. Going okay. It's been a lovely evening.
Good. Well, tonight we're discussing how is your relationship with yourself. Now, how is your relationship with yourself?
I would say that my relationship with myself is becoming. It's evolving into something more than it used to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that. Rain said earlier that her relationship with herself is also evolving. But I like your attitude, becoming something more than it should be. That is beautiful. Perspective. I love that. Oh my God, I love that. That's phenomenal.
Thank you. No problem.
Now, are you documenting when those changes happen, when that evolution occurs, when that moment happens that there is something greater than what it should be? And are you rewarding yourself when it happens?
Yes, I'm definitely documenting it, and it's really been driving me to write a lot. And reward, we're still working on that. We're still on that,
okay.
You know, self-discipline system right now. So we got to get back to that place where we love ourselves enough to cherish, you know, you got to feel cherished enough to treat yourself, and that's a special part of it. It's a part of the evolution, you know.
Absolutely. You know? Oh, man. I'm glad. I'm so glad that you came through and you pressed one and you've given your transparency. That's important. That's important. And we want to celebrate you along your journey and celebrate the evolution of you. So kudos to you.
No doubt. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, since you decided to come through and date me this evening, your poetry. Now listen. Previous ladies did pieces, and depending on their piece, they actually got serenaded by gentleman, and you know, and I assisted with like background, you know, vocals or something like that. So now whatever piece you lay on this will determine which person steps in to be like, you know, hey, look, let me get at her, let me serenade her. So are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, we're on the dance floor tonight. Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So
we're ready for it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Bear with me one second.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm so sorry. My face hit the phone and then okay. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, you okay? You all right?
I had it right in front of me. It's your music.
My music threw you off.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's the name of the piece that I wanted to read to you guys tonight. I'm so sorry. My face hit the phone and it went away from the screen. I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead. Mike,
okay. All right. It's your music that moves me. It's the overture that plays and the curvature that is your Cupid's bow. And the symphony and every soliloquy you speak to me, feed me, charge me. With your magic, spit bars from here to Mars. You give me a courtside view of the stars. Touch it softly. Lay your stylish gently upon my record. Electric and violent, I hear your silence. Entice me. It be your music that sets my song free. See, that's it. I drink you in like lover spit. It's your music that I'm longing to get caught in. I want to play in your whiskers like Santana tickles the Gibson. I want to straddle your Stradivarius, savant, master the V in my virtuoso, God body MC, color me lyrically Picasso. Blow on it, tickle my backbone like Coltrane on the saxophone. Use your fingers, play with it how you want it. Thelonious monk, round my corners around midnight. I want to glide on your rhythm like Genuine's pony ride, blossom in the back of my throat like cherry wine and good ganja smoke. I'm your one-woman mosh pit, poised for the next hit. It's your music that I'm addicted to, and I can never get enough of it. And that's that piece. Thank you.
My gracious. My gracious. My gracious. Listen, yeah. First of all, let me say that piece was amazing. Beautiful. I loved it. I love the adventure that the piece took me on, the erotic, the sapiosexual, the intellectual. But listen, you not only have one guy that wants to serenade you. There are like four guys right now that are ready.
Oh, goodness.
To serenade you. So let me let these brothers go ahead and do what it is that they got to do. Hold on one second.
Hit me. All the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate host. You wanna say, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car. For one hit of you can have it all.
You did? Do you see what you just did? I mean, whew. Jodeci said, hold on, bro. We need you to back us up on this one because we got this. Did y'all hear what she said? And I'm feeling for you. I don't ever mind. See, look. Listen. Okay. All right, guys. All right, that's enough, y'all. That's enough. But This is what happens, y'all. This is what happens. Oh, I don't know what y'all doing to me tonight. Got the music jumping. Y'all got the fellas coming through here serenading y'all. They want me to back them up, and I'm just like, I'm just here for it. You know, I'm just here for it. Right. This is what happens.
Lovely show. You're too much. Oh, gosh.
Listen, so I'm going to send you on over to the VIP lounge so that you can grab a glass of the champagne that we got shipped from California right here in the good old U.S. And the VIP lounge is lit. I'm just letting you know it's lit because there's some voyeurism going on. There are no curtains tonight. And La Pearl and Negra got the security team. And, VIP is over there. Rain is over there. So it is a party over there, okay? So you just get in where you fit in, but make sure you grab that champagne, okay?
I sure will. You have a great night, Coretta. One love, one mic.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic. You too. Oh, my gosh. Did y'all hear that piece? Oh, God. Whew, Lord. Let me get myself together. Let's bring in this next poet, area code 912. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
I don't know why you playing with it like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why you playing around.
What up, LB?
What's going on, fam? What's up, man?
How you feeling, brother?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good, man. Sipping on that. Look, I done crossed streams, brother. I was on the Crown Apple at first. Then I went to the Grey Goose. Is that a sin?
Oh, no. You're making the doctor tonight? No!
nigga, I'm crossing the streams, nigga. I ain't playing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Who was that last one?
That was Edwina, man. Edwina, man. And she's just doing something to my erotic Edwina. Edwina.
What's her name?
Edwina. Edwina.
Edwina?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Stradivarius line with something serious.
Oh my God.
I had visions of greatness.
Yeah. She's amazing. She is amazing.
Yeah, I think she needed me pinching up one time.
Yeah, she might need to meet him. I can make that happen.
I'm saying, I think you should. I'm hearing stories over here at Epiphany. That should brought me over here, honestly. You know, I'm hearing stories about this girl named Bella. Who is Bella?
Bella is one of the newest poets that's been on the scene coming through, man. And she is amazing. Mm-hmm. When I tell you she's amazing. First of all, man, when she starts talking in Spanish when she speaks, oh my God. Just something else. It's just something else altogether.
She's
not here tonight. I don't know where she at tonight, but bro, when I tell you, she's amazing. She's amazing.
I heard this, man, and you know, after listening to the program for, I mean, not even 5 minutes, I can already see you have evolved, my brother. This thing is smoking hot. I mean, you got these talking about you got Joseph serenading these women and sending them over to the VIP spot with La Perla Negra, who was a very special friend of mine, VIP.
Yes.
A very special friend of mine. And all the dolls of Tiffany. My.
Man, listen. I'm in heaven tonight, bro. I'm in heaven tonight. Cause
you should be. You should be.
I'm in heaven tonight. You know, never have I had a date with four women. In one night. Four.
Damn.
And they all fine, bro. They all fine now.
I've seen them. I know they're fine. I don't even know what to do tonight. I don't even know what to do now. I'm at a loss.
Now, I promise you, whatever you spit, There's going to be someone there to serenade you as well. So whatever you spit determines who you going to get. Now,
okay.
The ladies have been waiting to be let out. They've been waiting. They've been sitting there like twiddling their thumbs. They've been waiting. But before I have you spit, my brother, I got to ask you, how is your relationship with yourself?
That was pretty shitty, but I'll be honest, y'all. I'm trying to learn how to like myself right now. I mean, I'm learning, you know what I mean? I am a piece of work. So it is a work in progress. We're going to leave that, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? It's a necessary evil, and it's something that's worth salting after. So I'm going to definitely do that and endeavor to know myself. Because you can't love nobody else unless you love yourself.
Yes, sir.
Unconditionally.
Yes, sir.
I want unconditional love from a queen. So there you go. That's my journey. Real talk.
I love that.
Butt naked.
I love that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I applaud you as well for your journey, bro, because I know what you're battling.
Yeah,
and I'm here in your corner, bro. I'm here in your corner, man, to see you succeed. Whatever I got to do to help you along.
We've been brothers since day one, dog. We've been brothers since day one. Sorry, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, my brother. The mic is yours.
Oh, no. Let me see what I got. I'll spit this little one real quick. You know, because a lot of folks from this new regime don't know me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Professor Pendulum. Mouthpiece is my surname. Pendulum is my pen when I want to get to them. Your chocolate is such a naughty thing. The sweet thickness of my bar sliding into your dream. Poking fun until you cream. Blurred lines of caramel digging deep. Addictions formed. You're my fiend. Night terrors producing chemistry, a sticky substance, the Nugent streams. Waterfalls tantalizing, creating a new reality. Visions of your Milky Way, my butter fingers got me slipping, causing me to snicker. Finger liquor, how you figure? There is no escaping without your taste. My world is evaporating. Carnation milk gives its body venture into tangible, created love making. For heaven's sake, you make my being quake. I want to bend her space, get lost in her nowhere and vanish without a trace. Envision her heavenly form, embody her love, and enter her sacred forum and permeate her space. I want her lips to secrete with passionate kisses of liquid all over my face. Let it drip off my top lip as I sip it, not allowing one drop to escape. Ooh, how I love the taste. The rigidness of my thick stick is indicative of how much I anticipate. Watching your garments fall and fold at your feet like drapes. I'll be Poseidon tonight, leaving nothing dry as my trident penetrates. Overflowing your riverbanks, giving more, digging into your ocean floor, disrupting your sea, creating tidal waves. Make no mistake about it, I'm at my worst when I bring my best. So I do not intend to behave. Pendulum, mouthpiece, with flowers. Let's talk about it.
Bro, listen. First of all, that's a dope piece, man. Professor Pendulum, I'm glad to hear from my brother. But man, I got this chick, man, that she said she has to get at you. She said, bro, let me just let her just go ahead and do her thing. Is that all right? You ready for her to get at you? You ready?
Yes, sir. Indeed. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Woo!
That's hot right there. That's hot right there. She do it every time. She holler, bro. She holler. Glorify me. Oh my God.
How she gonna say something like that with a whack?
And then I love it. Listen, man. I love it because she don't say daddy. She say poppy. Pacify me,
poppy.
Bruh.
What the hell, bruh.
But, man, listen, man. Get on over to that VIP lounge, man. Grab you a glass of bubbly because we fit that down. But, bro, it's a lot of stuff going on over there in that VIP lounge, bro. It's a lot going on over there.
I'm pretty good when I find out, man, especially with that girl who just spit. I'm going to go holler at her.
Oh, yeah, Edwina. Oh, my gosh. She's amazing.
I want to show her my guitar.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
In my mic. Wait a minute. Huh? What I say? I ain't say that. I gotta go, man. Wolf Owl in the building. One love.
Wolf Owl. One love.
Pushing them out, man. Love y'all, man.
Me too, man. Man. Y'all listen. This has been an amazing night. Poetry, music, and self-relationship discussions. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday nights, the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet, Essentially Janice on the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. We will be celebrating one Mr. John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son, and his poetry. Tuesday night is going to be The Hidden with Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is going to be The Love Zone with Miss VIP. Actually, Miss VIP is going to be traveling, so it'll be La Pearl, La Negra. And joining her with co-hosting duties will be yours truly, Poetic. Thursday night, y'all, is going to be The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And we'll be right here next Saturday with Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Now, before we close, I'd like to just state that the relationship that you have with yourself is important. Nurture it. Cultivate it. We heard evolve. So we can celebrate you every day. You should be your number one cheerleader. Period. Hands down. The world exists, but it exists better because you're in it. Epiphany Radio thanks you. I thank you. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So, we'll see you tomorrow night. One love, one mic. Peace.